Dr. Lopez, who are the victims of human trafficking here in Texas?
There's a mixture of patients. We see patients that come from Central America as well as Mexico. And then the other category of patients that we see are domestic-born victims of trafficking. And traditionally, those are younger patients, minors, and they have a different set of social circumstances that have kind of led them to this situation.
So why do you think doctors, such as yourself, are in a unique position to help victims of trafficking and of sexual slavery?
I think we're in a unique situation because we're some of the few professionals that these patients often have access to. They lead lives that are largely outside of the normal realm of social interactions. And if they do encounter law enforcement, it can often be for criminal behavior, and the trafficking doesn't always go addressed. When we see the patients in a hospital or clinic setting, it's in a different environment, an environment that's hopefully less threatening to the patients, and we have a little bit more time on our hands depending on the acuity of their complaints.
So what kind of care are these men and women and boys and girls going to the doctor for?
If you look at most of the literature, the things that are listed are psychiatric complaints, things like pretty severe depression and anxiety, to more mild forms like headaches or sleep abnormalities, as well as sexually transmitted diseases or recurrent unwanted pregnancies.
But you say that right now physicians aren't trained to recognize victims of trafficking.
No, I think that's a big problem nationwide. We don't hear much about human trafficking during medical school. I didn't hear any. I know the country's starting to get better about that, and more medical schools are incorporating it into the curriculum. But I think we have a long way to go in terms of educating physicians that are in training as well as already out there and making them comfortable with asking questions that might uncover a history of trafficking.
So what are some of the signs that doctors should be trained to recognize?
Specific injuries that don't really make sense. If you see recurrent kinds of infections, or if you see somebody else in the room who is kind of controlling and taking over the interaction with the provider, those can all be clues that something's not quite right, and you'll want to ask more questions to try to get more information about what's going on with that.
Dr. Lopez, when you saw victims of human trafficking at the clinic you worked at in Austin, what did you do?
So the next step for me when I'm concerned about a patient having a history of trafficking is really getting a team of members who can help the patient. This usually involves a nurse or a social worker, and also referring them to the local support agency for human trafficking, people who are trained in working with survivors, and they can help them receive the services that they need.
Dr. Melinda Lopez is an OBGYN in Austin and one of the Texas Medical Association's representatives on the state's Human Trafficking Prevention Task Force. Dr. Lopez, thanks for your time.
Sure, no problem.